A few states have been amending pay-to-stay laws that require former prisoners to reimburse for the cost of their jail stays, sometimes at daily rates exceeding what they would have paid to stay in a high-end hotel. Connecticut became the latest state to tweak its law this summer. Even with the changes, some former prisoners remain deep in debt. A woman there who was billed nearly $84,000 for her 2.5-year prison stay has filed a federal lawsuit, saying even after reforms, the state's law, which charges $249 a day, is unconstitutional. The University of Southern California's Brittany Friedman is leading a study of pay-to-stay.
Creating extended punishment. So it's linking people to the justice system longer simply because they cannot pay.
I'm Julie Walker.